This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Today was supposed to be the day we heard from the Treasury Department about how the government will spend $350 billion. That's the second half of the bailout package known as the TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program. Well, that Treasury announcement has been put off as the administration focuses on an even bigger pot of money. As we've heard, President Obama put the spotlight on the roughly $800 billion stimulus package today. And tomorrow, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner will make his announcement about the TARP. NPR's John Idstey is here to tell us what we might expect. Hey, John.
Hi, Melissa.
The Bush administration took a lot of heat for handing hundreds of billions of dollars of TARP money over to banks and other companies. How will the Obama administration's approach be different?
Well, they hope it'll be perceived as different. In fact, they're reportedly considering changing the name of the program from the Troubled Asset Relief Program to something else. Which would be a shame because the Obama plan, under the Obama plan, the program might finally live up to its name. There's apparently going to be a renewed focus on relieving banks of those nasty mortgage-backed assets that have been dragging them down.
That was the intention under the Bush administration's plan, too. I guess it was considered to be too complicated, too expensive. So how now will this new administration do the same thing?
Well, they're going to try to get at the problem in a couple of ways. Under one method, the government would not take the assets off the bank's books. They would just offer guarantees that would protect the banks that own them now from really big losses. Actually, this is a strategy that's already being used to prop up Bank of America and Citigroup. The second method would reportedly involve having the government buy the toxic assets and put them in what's come to be called a bad bank.
The bad bank.
Right. The entity is also sometimes called an aggregator bank, and it would hold the assets until the panic passes and people understand that maybe these assets do have some value. You know, after all, the mortgages that these securities are based on are not all going to go into foreclosure.
John, didn't the Bush administration not take that approach because they said there wasn't enough money in the TARP to do it?
Well, they did, and I think that's a problem. One way they might deal with it is go back to the Congress, but I don't think the Obama administration wants to do that. So to get around it, the administration is going to try to get private investors to invest in the so-called bad bank.
And why would they want to do that if they didn't buy the toxic assets from the banks in the first place?
Well, I think it's because the government is likely to guarantee investors in a bad bank against big losses. So if you invest in the bad bank, you could make big gains if these troubled mortgage-backed securities turn out to be more valuable than people think. But if they turn out to be worth less, the government will protect you against big losses. But there's still the issue of how much the government should pay for these toxic assets. It wants to avoid overpaying so that taxpayers don't lose too much, but also wants to avoid paying too little and then pushing the banks that own them now into insolvency.
And John, what about homeowners who are facing foreclosures? Anything in tomorrow's announcement for them?
Yes, this plan will have at least $50 billion dedicated to that cause. But like the Bush TARP, this plan will also continue to inject billions of dollars of capital into banks. There will be tougher restrictions on executive compensation, though, and more attention to ways that taxpayers can share in the gains when the banks return to health.
Okay. NPR's John Idstey, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.